Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on our gospel lesson, the account of Jesus' temptation from Luke chapter 4. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, those written notes are toward the bottom of page 6 in your bulletin. If you're like me, there are times when you'd like to edit Scripture. Times when you wish it read differently than it does. For example, I wish that Jesus had not said in Matthew chapter 5, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." That is really hard. I wish that Jesus instead had said something like, "Do your best to tolerate your enemies." I think I'd have maybe a shot at doing that. And instead of St. Paul writing in Philippians chapter 4, "Do not be anxious about anything," I wish that he had instead written something like, "Don't be anxious about the little things, and, well, if you're anxious about the big things, God understands." That would be so much more doable. So it is in the same vein, I wish that Luke's account of Jesus' temptation did not end the way that it does. After recounting the dialogue between Jesus and the devil and the accompanying temptations, Luke concludes his account of Jesus' temptation with a chilling phrase. "He," the devil, "departed from him until an opportune time." He departed from him until an opportune time. I wish that Luke's account of Jesus' temptation ended this way. "And after Jesus successfully resisted these temptations, the devil was completely discouraged and gave up." Or, "After Jesus resisted temptation, the devil decided that any further temptations were pointless." That's the ending I'd like to see. But that's not the ending that is written. Instead, we hear, "He left him until an opportune time." And we know this to be true. While certainly there were times subsequent in Jesus' life and ministry when he was tempted, think, for example, of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane as the weight of the sins of the whole world was crushing down upon him, and he prayed fervently that if possible there'd be some other way for the salvation of the world to be accomplished, and then thankfully concludes his prayer by praying, "Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." And when Jesus hung in agony on the cross and those passers-by hurled their insults, "If you're the Son of God, come down off that cross." Don't you think that was a temptation too? That Jesus might have thought, "Well, I'll show you." But instead, Jesus remained faithful to his Father's will. Indeed, the devil left Jesus until an opportune time. That leads to an important question that I'd like you to reflect upon today. In fact, I'd like you, hopefully, to take this question with you as you leave today. And that question is this: when is that opportune time in your life? When is it a particularly good time for the devil to attack you? When is a time when you are especially susceptible to the temptations of the evil one? Because you can be sure that if he used this strategy with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he's certainly going to employ it with you and with me to find the best time the time when you are most vulnerable, to lead you astray, to lead you to sin. When is that opportune time in your life? For me, it is when I am mentally and physically tired. And so a good strategy for me is to try not to be so physically and mentally exhausted, and when I am, to pay very close attention. How about for you? Maybe it's when life gets busy and your spiritual life kind of gets put on the back burner and you have less time for God in your life and God seems a little bit further away. Maybe it's after that second or third drink. Maybe it's when you're with a certain person or group of people or in a certain place or situation that is that opportune time. I hope for each one of you who has gathered here this morning that you have in your mind an idea of what that opportune time for the devil is in your life. As you and I deal with temptation, there are two dangers we face. The first one is letting down our guard. When things are going well, when perhaps we feel like there hasn't been a large temptation that's come our way in recent days, we can easily grow complacent. We forget the devil's until an opportune time strategy that he employs, and we let our guard down. We don't maintain spiritual vigilance, often with all too predictable results. The second danger is thinking, I've got this. There is a local personal injury attorney in Kansas City who advertises using this phrase. Maybe some of you have seen those ads on TV. They're on pretty often. He says that whatever comes your way in terms of a personal injury accident, doesn't matter what difficulties you have, I've got this. Well, maybe he does. I have no idea if he's a good attorney or not. But that's dangerous thinking when temptation comes our way. I've got this. I can handle it. I've got the resources to make it go the way it should. That indeed is a dangerous thought. Instead, we need to turn to Jesus. When that opportune time is upon us, when the devil is placing before us a temptation that is so attractive, our own will and efforts are puny indeed. It is Christ who strengthens me. It is Christ who delivers me. When we are in that opportune time for temptation, when we do let down our guard, when we do deceive ourselves into thinking, I've got this and can handle it on our own, when we give in to temptation, there is still good news. That good news is that every day is an opportune time to follow Jesus. Jesus, who has promised and fulfills his promise to be with us always, even in the midst of times of temptation. Jesus is with us and for us with his power, his grace, his love, his forgiveness. St. Paul wrote in our second scripture lesson this morning these words, "The word of God is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, placed there by God's Holy Spirit. It is God who gives you and me the power to resist temptation, even in those opportune times. And he gives us the gift of forgiveness when we fall and give in." Always remember that Jesus conquered the devil and his temptations for you. The devil is defeated, not just in our gospel lesson, the story of Jesus' temptation, but completed once, defeated once and for all. Jesus knows what you and I face. The author of Hebrews writes, he was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. When on the cross he cried out, "It is finished," it declared the victory he won over sin and the devil and his lies for good. Be on your guard. Be aware of those opportune times in your life. But most of all, look to Jesus. Follow Jesus. Thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen. I invite you now to stand as you are